A different name at one point, Jar 99%. Why the change? We might never know, let's just take it at face value. The video takes place in the same messed up version as the other one, with Nick starting off the video leading his dog through the dead of night back home, and 15 seconds in, we catch a glimpse of some null blocks on the leaves of a tree. Despite the text in the top left, this is clearly not beta Minecraft. The textures are totally different, and there are just plenty of features that are completely out of place. Interestingly enough though, the skeletons use the beta bow model and the old oof hurt noise still pulls when Nick takes damage, yet another version amalgamation. And just as Nick returns home, we get this. A distorted Minecraft screenshot flashes on screen with an ominous text. This confirms some of our earlier suspicions. It, or Vil, or someone has access to Nick's channel and is interfering with these videos, communicating directly to us, the viewer. By extension, why wouldn't they also have the power to reply in the comments? I mean, it's not like Nick would put this text in himself. When we return to the video though, the entire footage is corrupted by RGB scan lines and all the sounds are horribly distorted. Nick tries to craft an iron axe and we briefly see that it apparently does 9 attack damage and has 1020.9 attack speed, clearly a corrupted value. A weird xylophone-esque tune plays as Nick walks around, suspiciously calm. If these corruptions are also present on his end, and he clearly isn't showing it. We then catch a glimpse of sweet berries, another really new Minecraft feature, and two more looks at the corrupted null blocks before the video ends. This video is odd. Very, very odd. Something worth noting that I briefly touched on is how unbothered Nick is through all of this. From what we can see, the corruption doesn't even look like it's present in Nick's game. At least there's no stress reflected in his behavior. Does he even see everything going wrong? Regardless, whoever made these versions of Minecraft made them hastily and somehow has features that won't be in the main game for essentially a decade. What's more, how did Nick even get his hands on this broken edition of Minecraft in the first place? Initially, it did seem as if he was playing normal Minecraft beta, yet along the way he must have gotten his hands on this corrupted copy. The next video, Generated Manifestation B1.503, is potentially the most important video of them all. It seems to be a sequel for the generating video we saw earlier. The word generated slowly spells itself out on screen while we hear the noise of a computer whirring up in the background. And that's it. It spells out generated, then vanishes. But then, the single-handedly most mysterious and important part of the The last upload on Nick's channel was this one. Yeah, I'm not gonna read that. This title is in hexadecimal. Translating it to English text, we get Data Leak 01. The background of this video is the weird world we saw in ours, while layered over it is a conversation between Vil 1 and it.
Silicus, how much longer can the manifestation be held open?
It could collapse at any moment.
We can't risk having him here. His connections to the outside are menacious.
He sits in a limbo between us and them.
Create a new manifestation for the time being. Keep him distracted.
Understood.
I will need to figure out a more permanent solution to this blip.
This completely both confirms and overhauls some theories we've had about the story so far. We now know the identity of Vil 1, Vilicus, or the Latin word for overseer, and he is directly working under it. This means that Vil is likely the figure we saw flying over the world of ours, overseeing that dimension. The manifestation that we hear it talk about are the corrupted versions of Minecraft Nick has been playing. We now know that Vil can create and generate these manifestations, likely through the console, but over time they begin to collapse, as evidenced by the presence of null blocks. This also explains why they seem so hasty. Vil has to immediately generate a new manifestation whenever the current one begins to collapse. We also importantly learn that Nick is a threat to its operation. His connections to us, the viewer, makes him a liability. It's through Nick that we can see through its schemes.